now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
State championship tickets are up for grabs here on this championship Saturday here from Royal Valley High School in Class 3A. Good evening. As we bring you these Sump State Championship games, Brandon Tadman, we got Chance Link filling in, short notice in studio, doing a great job as always. We got Leanne Page helping out here for the Sabetha Channel for the first game coming up, which is the boys Sump State Championship game, the Hayden Wildcats and Sabetha Blue Jays, and then the nightcap, the girls Sump State Final. That'll be against Jefferson West and also the Hayden Wildcats. Coming up, we'll get you set for the start of the boys game. We'll get you a look at what these teams have done to get to this point, and we'll get you closer to the start of this one with the starting lineups and the tip-off. That is straight ahead. Tickets to the state tournament set to be crowned, and we got it all for you next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
Getting closer to the start of our first of two games tonight, sub-state championship games, Class 3A. With Royal Valley being the site, and it's the Sabetha Blue Jays and Hayden Wildcats in the boys game up first. That is followed by Jefferson West and Hayden in the girls game, which will go around 6:30. Well, let's get you set for the boys game in what should be an absolute dandy to start things off tonight. Blue Jays again, they opened up this Sump State tournament beating ACCHS on Monday, 75-31, and they had to fight and claw against Hiawatha on Thursday. But they were able to get it done, winning that one 48-41. Now the Wildcats again, just a 7-15 record. They were the sixth seed coming in, but the competition and league they play in is next level above. So they are certainly a very talented squad that plays a lot of talented teams at the 5A and 6A level. So again, the matchup here, both these rosters, the way they play, I expect a very good game in this first one with the Wildcats and the Blue Jays. Now, speaking of the Wildcats, they beat Bishop Ward in the first round on Monday, 65-47, and then they used a really solid quarter and a half against Perry LeCompton on Thursday, winning that one 68-51. So it's the top seed, number 6 team in 3A, 19-3, Sabetha taking on 7-15 Hayden here with a spot in the state tournament in Hutchinson next week. Let's get to the starting lineups in this one. We'll start with Hayden, the road team, and the 6 seed, and head coach Trey Brown. It'll be the same as last couple of nights in these sub-state games. It'll be Cooper Kolbach, a 5'11 senior, and averaging nearly 10 points per game. Dom Ridley, a 5'7 point guard. He is a senior at 11 points per game. Mason Becker, a guard as well. He is a freshman listed at 5'9, averaging over 7 points per game. And down low, it's the 6'2 senior, Carter Charvat, and also a 6'3 sophomore named Connor Hanica. So again, for the Wildcats and head coach Trey Brown, 7 wins and 15 losses coming in. It's Kolbach, it's Charvat, it's Ridley, it's Becker and Hanica. For Josh Wurtenberger, the first-year head coach of the Blue Jays, at 19 wins and 3 losses, here's how they'll go. It's Will Ulrich in the backcourt, 5'10 senior guard, averaging over 7 points per game. Nate Menold is a 6'2 senior, a swing forward, averaging 3 points and 2 rebounds per game. Marcus Bauman, sensational guard in the backcourt, 6-foot senior, nearly 13 points and 4 rebounds per game. And the big heavies down low, Christian McAfee, 6'4 senior, 13 points and 9 boards a game, leading in both categories. And Jacob Grimm, a 6'5 senior, 6 points and 6 rebounds per game. So again, for the Blue Jays at 19-3, under first-year head coach Josh Wurtenberger, it is Ulrich, it is Middle, it's Bauman, it's McAfee, and Grimm. state tournament tickets punched tonight for both the boys and girls from the Royal Valley Substate. And it's the Blue Jay boys taking on the Wildcats here in game number one. We'll step aside. The tip-off is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Every business, including your farm, has a story and its own challenges. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance will take the time to learn your story and listen to your challenges. Roy has over 20 years of insurance experience. As a trusted advisor, Roy can help guide you through your risk management plan. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance to discover the possibilities. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
There we go. Substate championship games getting underway here for Class 3A. The Sabetha boys and Hayden Wildcats duking it out here first. Trip to Hutchinson on the line next week. Again, for the Wildcats, Kolbach, Charvant, Ridley, Becker, and Hanukkah. Starting five for Trey Brown. And the starting five for Josh Hortenberger, Ulrich, Middle, Bauman, McAfee, and Graham. Road Navy Blues trimmed in gold and white for Hayden. The all-white home uniforms with the Sabetha blue along the trim with some gray as well. Sabetha here in the first half will go right to left. Hayden from left to right. It's McAfee jumping against Hanukkah. Trip to Hutchinson in the state tournament on the line. First to two titles here from Royal Valley. The tip is up and controlled by the 6-seed Hayden Wildcats out of the Centennial League. There is Dom Ridley, who had a heck of a ball game last Thursday in that game against Prairie Le Compton. And the first bucket, it's a rebound, and it's Charvant with an offensive stick back. And the Wildcats get an early bucket, 2-0, 15 seconds in. Here's the first possession for the Sabetha Blue Jays, averaging 58 points per game this year. Their only losses, Marysville, Rock Creek, and Holton. Here is Grimm at the elbow, backing down, kicks it back to Ulrich. Now Bauman at the top of the key. A 2-0 start here for the Hayden Wildcats. Here's Middle, baseline drive, caught underneath, tip pass, but into the hands of McAfee. His shot is no good, but he is fouled, and he will go to the line to shoot two. First free throws of the night for either side. They will get Becker, the freshman, with that one. So here's McAfee at the line. And that win against Hiawatha on Thursday, he had 12 points and 12 rebounds. And the first free throw is off, no good. He was 0 for 2 at the line in that game, 65% on the year. We have played 42 seconds of this first period. McAfee trying to go 1 for 2, unable to do so, tipped around, and it goes out of bounds. And the Blue Jays, fortunate there, last touch by the Wildcats. So after the 0-for-2 trip at the line by McAfee, Blue Jays will get another opportunity down at 2-0. Bauman to throw it in, trying to find it in. Good defense there. Drops it into the corner with Nate Menold. Now McAfee. Bauman on the wing right. Curls back to the top of the key. He is quickly doubled. Good defense. And nearly forcing a turnover, but they get it off to Menold. Here's Ulrich. Thought about a three. Turns it down. Now McAfee at the point, looking for a backdoor cut. Middle layup, good. Beautiful feed by the big fella. Christian McAfee, Nate Middle, the first basket for the Blue Jays. And a 2-2 tie just over a minute in. Here's Dom Ridley, 18 in the game against Perry LeCompton on Thursday. And now a turnover. Ridley looking inside, a cutting Hanukkah off his foot and out of bounds. And a turnover by the Wildcats. It'll go back to Sabetha, 6:45 to go in the first, a 2-2 tie. Man-to-man defense. Ulrich into the front court. Darts a pass to the right wing. Now Grimm over the top. McAfee gets a good look, but he missed the layup. And then McAfee's going to be hit with a foul on the rebound attempt. That was a great pass and great look for McAfee. And it might have just slipped out of his hands and threw it over the rim and then got charged for his first foul. 2-2 tie. Hayden and Sabetha. Trip to state is on the line here tonight from Royal Valley. Here's Charvat with the basketball. Hanukkah, now Ridley, top of the key. Charvat gets it back. Now Becker, the freshman, who had a great first quarter against Perry. And now Sabetha nearly coming away with a steal. It goes out of bounds and last touch by the Blue Jays. Now the Blue Jays getting a little active on the defensive end here. 2-2 tie, 6-11 to go in the first. Crazy to think the success this Blue Jays team has had over the last couple of years, but unable to get to state last year, upset in sub-state. There is a difficult drive and finish for Dom Ridley, just flips it up and in through traffic, and Hayden takes the lead back at 4-2, and now Ulrich nearly throwing it away. It should be a jump ball. It is, and the Blue Jays keep the arrow. Ulrich just got across midcourt, fell into a double team. And fortunate to keep that possession alive. Here is Ulrich right in front of midcourt again, guarded by Ridley. Gets around Ridley. Nice dump down. Ball fake by McAfee, and he draws another foul. This one against Hanukkah. And that will put McAfee back to the line for two more. A 4-2 Hayden lead at 5:43 to go in this first. McAfee again, second trip for him at the line in the quarter, and his first is good. His first make, and he's on the board at 4-3. Our first sub for Sabetha, Tyler Winger, 5'11 junior, into the ballgame. Chance to tie it at the line very early in this ballgame. It's up just short, grazed the rim, and a rebound for Dom Ridley. Here's Ridley trying to spin it inside, knocked away by McAfee and out of bounds. It'll stay here with Hayden. And here comes Tyler Minold as well into the game for Jacob Grimm. A couple of early subs for the Blue Jays. Hayden still going with their starting five. Not quite 3 minutes in. We're at 5:37 to go, and now a tip pass. Minold just nearly came away with a steal, but able to get it back. It's Hanukkah at the point. Ridley drives, flips one up, no good. Good defense by McAfee, and a rebound for Marcus Bauman. Here's McAfee at the top of the key. A 4-3 game. Hayden by one. 5:20 to go in this first. Here's Dave Mendel, top of the key. Now Bauman, high right, guarded by the freshman. In Mason Becker. Now Tyler Mendel in the corner. And we get a whistle away from the ball, and I think a foul inside against the Wildcats. And they get Charvat with his first. And team foul number three. Here is McAfee on the inbounds. They set it up for Nate Menold. He'll fire and deliver a triple. Nate Menold from downtown. He's got 5 of the 6. And Sabetha has their first lead at 6-4, 3 minutes into the game. Here is Kolbach with it. Dribbles to the top of the key. They reverse it left side to Ridley. He'll get a high ball screen. He'll step back. He'll fire and drill it. And Ridley has a 3 to his name. He's got 5. And Hayden regains the lead back just like that at 7-6. Here's Menold, right where he hit that last three. Going inside to McAfee, dropping on a couple defenders. Tyler Menold getting a touch, his shot no, and a rebound for Hayden's Carter Charvat, his third board here in the quarter. 4:25, clock moving in this first. 7-6, good one so far between Hayden and Sabetha. The expectations, this one certainly high for a very good ball game with a state tournament berth on the line. Here's Hanukkah dropping it down. Charvat missing off the heel on a turnaround. And a rebound for Marcus Bauman. Here's Winger into the front court. Right side towards the corner. Trying to find a cutting Bauman. And then a good play by Nate Menold to save it and throw it off Ridley. And keep that possession alive as Jacob Grimm will check back in. Also, LC Thomas is in for the Blue Jays. McAfee and also Nate Menold will get breathers. We've played 4 minutes. We got 4 to go. Quarter one. 7-6, the Hayden lead. Here's Winger, right side. LC Thomas, his first touch. Back to Bauman in between the rings out high. Dribbling waist high with the right hand here in court. Looking back to his head coach, Josh Wurtenberger, for the play call. Winger again. Thomas left side on the wing this time. Goes right back into the corner with Winger. Now looking inside for LT Thomas was Grimm, and he had it knocked out of bounds, and it's last touched by Hanika. And so again, Blue Jays fortunate to keep the possession afloat here. Here's Bauman to throw it in, dumps it to Thomas in the right corner. Now Grimm at the elbow, facing the basket, thought about a 19-footer. Instead, Bauman fading from the right wing, short on a three, tipped around, and a foul against Grimm. Going over the back, good defense there by Charvada, at least on the box out there. And Grimm picks up his first team foul, number two. Three and a half minutes to go in this first quarter. 7-6, Hayden by one. With the basketball, here's Kolbach, left side. They try to go into inside to Charvat, working on Grimm, and he nearly got it to go. A lot of contact, no call. Rebound for LT Thomas. Here's Winger into the front court from right to left. Now it goes off to Marcus Bauman. Bauman back to Thomas, left side. Here's Mendel on a cut, looking for Grimm. A lot of traffic there and a turnover. Blue Jays turn it over for the first time. Here's Ridley, right side pass. Kolbach now with it. Dribbling in, free throw line, back to Kolbach. He's open, straight away three, it's short. Just grazing the rim and then chasing it down and then throwing it away. Here's a chance, Becker the freshman, yes. Mason Becker hit three threes in the first quarter against Perry LeCompton. And the win on Thursday, he drills one there, 10-6, Hayden by four. Off kind of a broken play. There's a short floater there, and now a second chance is up and no good by Winger. Fans wanted a foul, no call. Ridley into the front court, layup no, but a foul yet. They get Bauman with his first. Team foul number three, Ridley at the line to shoot two. .226 left to go in this first quarter. Hayden out to a good start here. 10-6, a chance for more. Ridley drills the free throw. He's got six in the quarter. We'll see Cooper Grace, a 6'3 junior, check in first time for the Wildcats. Ridley again, he was 3-for-4 at the line in the game against Perry LeCompton, finishing with a game-high 18 points. And that next one spins out no, and a rebound for Brody Dieters, who has checked into the game for the Blue Jays. 11-6, Wildcats, 2:20 to go here in this opening quarter. Here's Thomas, high right on the wing, in front of midcourt. Now back up top to Dieters, puts it on the dribble right, calls out a play, picks up the dribble, hounded by Ridley, still hounded by Ridley, gets it off to Thomas in front of midcourt. Thomas trying to go to work. He'll drive in, kick it, Ulrich, a three with the left, it's no good. Fighting for the rebound, and that's going to be a foul. And it's going to be against McAfee on the rebound attempt. He was over the back. And that's a big foul as McAfee picked up his second. Still with 2 minutes to go in the first. And McAfee has to come out with two fouls. That brings back Nate Mendel, a little bit smaller of a lineup. Grimm still holding down the five spot. Hayden's lead 11-6 at 1:55 and counting first quarter. Here's Ridley with six to lead the charge. Gets it off to Becker, a deep three. He got it again. Mason Becker picking up where he left off. Boy, he loves the first quarter, and he's already hit two triples. It's now 14-6, Hayden. Go inside to Thomas. A tip pass and a near turnover, but they're going to get a foul. This should be on Kuda. And Kuda picks up his first team foul, number four. So both teams in the bonus. The final 1:35 here. Bauman to throw it in. Just came back onto the floor. Here's Nate Mendel stepping inside and lost his footing and is called for a travel. So Hayden the momentum here with a minute 32 to go in the quarter, leading 14-6, getting the ball back off the Blue Jays' second turnover of the game. Here's Ridley angling left, stops on the wing, guarded by Ulrich, backing out through the leg. They set it up for Becker again. The heat check, this time not there. It's short and fighting underneath. And an emphatic call there by the official. Not sure what that was all about, but it'll be Hayden basketball. Last touch underneath by Sabetha. Becker to throw it in. Kuda off to Grace. They get Becker back up top to Ridley. A minute 10 to go in the quarter. 14-6. Hayden's largest lead of the game so far at 8. Here's Grace. He'll drive. Layup, no. And he's called for a walk. Skated the footing a little bit. And turns it over. So Sabetha gets it back off the TO at 104 to go in the frame, trailing 14-6. Here is Ulrich. Grimm. Few dribbles. Man-to-man pressure here in the full court for Hayden, but Ulrich gets it across the timeline. Gets it off to LT Thomas. Gets a high ball screen. Little pick and roll. And they get a foul. I think whoever was trying to fight through that Grimm screen, and it was Kuda, and quickly he's got two. And that put Sabetha to the free throw line, 51 seconds to go. So this puts LT Thomas at the line, shoot two. Attempts 5 and 6 in the quarter, and Sabetha has struggled here in the first quarter at the line. They're now 1 for 5. And they trail by 8 with 51 seconds to go. LT Thomas on the year, 3 points and a rebound per game, averaging 62% at the line. He has played in all but 2 games. Trying to go 1 for 2, second on the way, high off the heel, no, rebound for Hayden. 1 for 6 at the line now in the quarter is Sabetha. And they still trail 14-6 at 42 seconds to go. Here's Ridley, baseline drive, trying to spin it into the corner. Becker a look, and Becker a hit. He is unconscious for the second straight game. Becker's hit 3 threes in the first quarter, and it's now 17-6 at 30 seconds to go. Here is Ulrich with 23 seconds, left side on the wing, back to Thomas at the point. He'll dribble with the left, he'll dive, take it all the way, nearly got one to go. Grimm's second chance is up and good, and the foul. Absolutely needed for the Blue Jays, and a chance for a three-point play for the big body of Jacob Grimm. Grace picked up the foul, his first, and Grimm at the line. He was quiet in the Hiawatha win, 6 points and 6 rebounds, and right on his averages. About for the season. Winger checks back in for Sabetha. Big free throw coming for Grimm, and he got it. 3-point play for Jacob Grimm, and a big swing there. It's now 17-9. 10 seconds to go here for the Wildcats. Here's Grace, right side. Up top it goes, Cade Mitchell. Now Ridley, 5 seconds to go. Steps back, elbow jumper. No, a little strong. Grimm the rebound with a second to go. And no shot off in time from deep for the Blue Jays. But it's the Hayden Wildcats, the 6th seed in this upstate, leading the top seed Blue Jays 17-9 after one quarter. We'll step aside and get you the second quarter started right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
For the second straight game, 5'9 freshman Mason Becker has drilled 3 threes in the opening quarter, And he leads the charge for the Wildcats, who lead Sabetha 17-9 here as we start the second quarter. Blue Jays coming out hot defensively, and they force a turnover. Blue Jays get a steal with Winger. Dumps it off to Bauman on the wing right. 17-9, just getting going. Quarter two, looking for Grimm, spinning around traffic, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Wildcats, and the Blue Jays will throw it in underneath. But 9 points for Becker, 6 for Ridley to lead the Wildcats, and 5 for Menold. That is Nate Menold to lead the Blue Jays here early on. Ulrich, the first touch after the inbounds pass, calling out the signals, and a high pass nearly taken away, and that's going to be a whistle and a foul. Going for a steal there with Cade Mitchell, and he bumped the Blue Jay in the corner and Nate Menold, and that's his first foul. Not quite 30 seconds into this second quarter. 8-8. They have led by as many as 11, looking for Grimm, and it's away. Third turnover by the Blue Jays, and they get back well in transition. Here's Kolbach. He'll drive. He'll lose it. And it was taken away and then given right back. For the Wildcats with Ridley, a right wing three. This one high off the heel. Grimm, the rebound for the Blue Jays. Third rebound in the first half here for Jacob Grimm. Still 17-9. About a minute into the second. Here's Kyler Winger dribbling between the legs, stopping just in front of midcourt. Now Bauman right side working to the free throw line. Spin, fade away, Jay. Got it to go. Marcus Bauman pretty with the spin move there. And his first basket trims it to 6. It's 17-11 at 6:45 to go in the half. Here's Charbot with it. Right side on the wing. Closed out by Grimm. He hands it off to Kolbach. Kolbach now dribbling backwards. Gets it off to Mitchell. Looking for Ridley in the post. Trying to size up Ulrich. Now they get it off to a right wing three. This one is missed by Kolbach. And Grimm securing another rebound. Sabetha down by as many as 11 here in the first half. They got it to within 6 and the ball back. Here's Grimm, left side pass. It's Nate Menold. He'll curl in the paint. Had it knocked away and a foul called against Hayden. And fortunate there for the Blue Jays. Wildcats were out in transition. That'll be Kolbach's first. And team foul number 2. LT Thomas back into the game. Also McAfee back. He had to sit a few minutes with 2 fouls in the first quarter. So Bauman to throw it in. Nate Menold, LT Thomas, Ulrich, and McAfee on the floor currently for Sabetha. Trying to dump it into Menold, and it's lost away in another turnover. Already 3 early turnovers in the quarter after just 2 in the first for the Blue Jays. 17-11 Hayden, 2 minutes into the second. And now a lazy pass is taken away. Hayden turning it over as well, and a layup is good off balance. Marcus Bauman able to finish, kind of floating in there and puts it off the window. And it's 17-13, just like that. It's a 7-0 run going back to the end of the first quarter for the Blue Jays. Here's Kolbach dribbling in, hop steps, a little fader with the right hand from Finn. He got it. That's a nice move by Cooper Kolbach, a 5'11 senior. His first basket tonight, and it stops the 7-0 Blue Jays run. 19-13, Hayden by 6. Now McAfee on the block, had it knocked away and out of bounds. Trying to back down, it was Haneke who tried to take the charge, but no whistle there. Blue Jays basketball. They get it into McAfee on the elbow to Ulrich. Ball fakes, driving in, hop steps into the paint, and they're going to say an offensive foul. They're going to call an offensive foul on Will Ulrich trying to hop step into the lane. There was some contact, but not sure about a charge call, and that'll be now 6 turnovers in the half and the first foul on Will Ulrich. Not quite 3 minutes into the second. 19-13, Hayden by 6 with the basketball. Here's Ridley right side trying to drive in. LT Thomas a near steal. That should be a travel. It is. Good defense by LT Thomas forcing a turnover, and both teams are struggling with turnovers here in the second quarter. Here's Ridley guarding Bauman. He dribbles into the front court. Now there goes the double team. Bauman spins away from it, resets up top. Kolbach went for a steal. Now drive it in, kick out to McAfee. Now Ulrich up top. He'll put it on the dribble. He'll drive in. Oh, he had McAfee wide open, threw his hands, and it goes out of bounds. It was a great idea, good play by Ulrich, but a little too much heat on the pass, and it went through his hand. of McAfee's and out of bounds. 9 total turnovers between the two teams here in the first 3:15 of the second quarter. It was 17-9 Hayden at the end of one. It's now 19-13 at 4:45 to go in the half. Hayden with the lead and the ball. And the left side it goes. This is Dicer who has checked into the game. First minutes for him. Here's Kolbach, a three. And it's halfway down and out. And LT Thomas able to grab the board here for Zabetha. Nate Menold stepping back. He'll fire. And it's too much on a three. It's an air ball. Rebound for Dicer. And now Dicer with nobody around him. Double dribbles with it. My goodness. Both teams sloppy here offensively with it. In the first, not quite 4 minutes of this second quarter. Game of this magnitude, certainly. There's a different feel and a great crowded atmosphere inside this gymnasium. Zabetha with the ball, trailing by 6, coming up on the halfway point of quarter number 2. Here's Dave Menold. He wants to drive, hop steps to the block, turning, kicks it back to Ulrich. Thought about it, gets it off to Winger. He'll drive, right-hander in the air, tips off the rim, no, and then it's tipped out to Ridley, who wants to drive. He'll go all the way and draw a foul. And Ridley to the line to shoot 2 for Hayden. And the foul on LT Thomas is first, team second. 3:57 to go in the half. Hayden 19, Zabetha 13. Ridley at the line for a fair. He's 1 of 2 at the line in the first half with 6 points and 2 rebounds. And the first is good. He's got 7. Becker leading the Wildcats with 9. And Zabetha led by Nate Menold's 5 here in the first half. And here's Bauman back into the game. Ulrich takes the seat. A 20-13 Wildcats lead. Come in with a record of 7-15. At one point, they lost 12 straight games in the middle of the season. And Ridley goes 2 for 2. He's got 8, and it's 21-13. The lead is 8. As we are at the halfway point of the second quarter, Tyler Menold's back into the game for the Blue Jays as well. Now they show the Wildcats do some pressure in the full court. Bauman's pass tipped, and another turnover by the Blue Jays. Dicer, right side to Becker. He'll drive. His layup is good. Menold trying to take the charge, and now Becker's down, and he's hurt. 11 points, and he fell awkwardly on his left side, and he's down. The basket's good. It's a 10-point Hayden lead at 3:39 to go. But again, the concern now is the 5'9 freshman Mason Becker, who's had a tremendous tournament and leads all scorers here with 11, but he is down on the floor.
For both of these teams, it's been a very competitive game. There's been a lot of fouling. There's been a lot of, you know, hustling after the ball. And overall, I think they've done a good job of trying to keep it clean. You know, obviously the foul count in the first quarter, Seth got the bonus. But overall, there haven't been really any intentional fouls, you would say. Like, they're not going after one each other. They're going after the ball.
Yeah, 100%.
Plays trying to stop the, you know, the play going on and not just trying to be aggressive. Because, you know, they student sessions ball, they showed out today. They're bringing the aggression on that side. So the players are doing a good job not feeding into that and not trying to get in their heads too much about, oh, well, this is the player's fault. No, it's just a basketball play. And
yeah,
so they're doing a good job on that front.
Might have just been the wind knocked out of him there. Wasn't sure if he might have fallen down maybe on a shoulder or an arm or a wrist, but Becker's up, appears to be okay, and good to see. Becker, again, has been very good offensively for the Wildcats the last 2 games, and he's already got 11 in the half here. And now the Blue Jays back down by 10 at 23-13 at 3:39 to go. After that short little injury timeout, we're back to it. Becker get a quick breather, of course, to kind of settle in and get back to 100%. Wildcats, 3-4 court press here. Cost a turnover on the last Blue Jays possession. They go inside. Dieters had it knocked away, and another turnover and a foul on Menold. Well, now this pressure defense is starting to ramp up. And the turnovers are piling up as Menold picks up his first foul, team foul number 3. After just 2 first-quarter turnovers, the Blue Jays have turned it over 6 times here in the second, just over the halfway point. 10-point lead for the Wildcats with the ball back. Here's Kolbach with it up top between the rings out high, guarded by Nate Menold. He'll try to bully his way in, fades away, and puts one in. Kolbach, two buckets now. He's got four. 25-13. Now the largest lead for the Wildcats at 12. Here's Dieters near side, near midcourt. Stopped on a double team, had it knocked away, but a foul. They got to get out of those corners, and they got to move it quickly to move that press. And fortunate, a foul's called there on Hanika. That's his second. Both with team foul number three, or both teams with three fouls apiece. And Becker is right back on after the short little injury timeout. But a 12-point lead right now for Hayden. Their largest of the half with 2:50 to go. Here's Ulrich back in. He's quickly doubled. Gets it to winger left side. Nate Menold, the look from three. Might have been partially blocked, but Tyler Menold the rebound, and he missed the layup. Another chance inside here for Nate Menold, and he finally puts it up and in. Basically had to have it there in a big bucket to get it to 10. They leave Becker open, and then he draws a foul. He turned down a wide-open three, got Ulrich in the air, and he fell down on top of him, and that is a foul on Ulrich, his second. Surprised, but a nice smart play, though, by the freshman Becker with the ball fake there. And now the final 2:29, the Wildcats will be in the bonus. 25-15, Hayden by 10 at 2:29 to go in the first half. Wildcats, they dump it in, elbow left with Grace. Now back to Becker, he's closed out quickly. Into the corner, a three's on the way, and it gets a kind touch off the rim. It's James Puda who buries the triple, and it's now a 13-point Hayden lead at 28-15 at just over 2 minutes to go in the half. Big stretch here for the Blue Jays. Winger inside, missing the layup, and a rebound for Grace. He'll push it up the floor, layup good. That might be timeout time for Sabetha, and Dyster with his first bucket. It's a double up now for the Wildcats at 30-15. 2 minutes to go in the half. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Brandon, Leah, Paige here helping out the Sabetha channel. Chance Link, studio producer, short notice call in for him today. Appreciate his help on short notice, keeping us locked in and on the air. But right now, Leah and Paige again alongside. But Paige, you look at this one. It's kind of danger time here for the Blue Jays. You get down 15 quickly, 2 minutes to go. You have to win the final 2 minutes here, get some kind of momentum going into halftime.
Hayden is starting to show their abilities from the perimeter a lot in this quarter, especially. They're doing a great job of hammering those shots in, getting a little touches off the rim. And they're doing a great job of making fast breaks as well. Without that speed of Hayden, they would not be ahead right now. Sebastian's doing a great job of getting back on the court. They're just outrunning them off for the Wildcats.
Well, now that pressure defense here in the second quarter has really caused some problems for the Blue Jays. As Hayden has racked up the turnover numbers here. Here's Winger, left side in the corner, dribbles it back out, gets it up high on the left side. Here to Bauman, who gets ahead of steam, driving in. And it's a blocking foul against Hayden. Two free throws coming up here for Marcus Bauman. And they get Kuda, and that's his third. 1:41 to go in this first half. And Hayden's lead is 30-15, the largest at any point here in the half so far, but Bauman a chance to cut with it at the line with a pair. Bauman 4 points, been a little quiet, and he's off on the first. Blue Jays have struggled here at the line in the first half. They have missed some points off the board because of it. He'll try to get a second. Percentages will say he'll make this one. He's an 80% free throw shooter in the regular season. He does hit the second, and he's got five, and it's 30-16 at 1:38 to go in the half. Yeah, the Wildcats handle this possession here. All the momentum. Ridley, top of the key, angles right, thought about pulling up instead. Kolbach at three, just grazing the front rim, and a rebound backside for Marcus Bauman. Down to 1:20, 14-point Hayden lead. Blue Jays trying to get another bucket here, but they throw it away. Another turnover by the Blue Jays, and some miscommunication down low, and Bauman throws it into the mat underneath. Now the Wildcats will walk it into the front court in a 14-point lead. Here is Becker, left side, dives in, takes it all the way, and had a great look, but he missed the layup. Ulrich, the rebound, big opportunity missed there for Hayden. Now Bauman will pull up from 15, and a big shot for Marcus Bauman that falls through. 7 in the half, and the lead cut to 12 at 30-18. 45 seconds to go in the half. See how the Wildcats play it here. Kolbach bouncing it top of the key to Grace. Kolbach gets it back. Now to Ridley. Gets a high ball screen. Not much with it. Kolbach back up top. This is Seister. Under 30 seconds to go in the half. Wildcats can play for the final shot if they so choose, up 12. Becker dribbles into the corner. Now Deister, high left. Gets it back to Ridley in front of midcourt with 18 seconds to go. Wildcats look like they want to play or at least take off as much time. Ulrich had it knocked away, and at last touched Ridley, and they're going to say it's a turnover by the Wildcats. So now Hayden turning it over here with 13 seconds to go. Boy, if the Blue Jays can get a bucket here, that would certainly at least gather some momentum into the halftime break. 13 seconds, they get it into the backcourt with Ulrich. He pushes away the defender. 8 seconds, still beyond midcourt. Now 5 seconds, had it thrown away, and another steal all the way. Becker missing a layup, and Pitt put up and in, or at least almost put up and in. Ridley had a chance there, but couldn't finish. But just another costly turnover there by the Blue Jays. And we head to the halftime break. Trip to the state tournament on the line. Hayden here with the 12-point lead. It's 30-18 on Sabetha. Halftime show is next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home and far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. It's the Wildcats by 12, and we'll break it all down after a quick timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hello, Hiawatha. Get ready for a new era of connectivity as Rainbow Fiber grows right here in our community. We're switching from coaxial cables to the most future-proof network in the world, fiber optics. Our contractors from NCS are out there placing fiber cable enclosures near your coaxial cable boxes. And while they're at it, they might even hang the fiber cable drop, preparing for a seamless connection to the main line. Expect an informational packet in the mail this summer with details of our new and faster fiber internet plans, along with your next steps. Rambo, cultivating connectivity in Hiawatha with fiber internet.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
The top priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. Sabetha Community Hospital offers surgical services of local surgeons, including Drs. Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez, who provide 24/7 general surgical coverage, and local orthopedic surgeon Dr. Adam Streit, who provides orthopedic services. These surgeons are committed to providing quality care close to home at Sabetha Community Hospital.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
At the half with a trip to the state tournament on the line next week in Hutchinson. Again, Brandon Savin, we got Lee, we got Paige, we got Dance in the studio, keeping us locked in and on the air. Hayden jumped out to an 11-point first quarter lead, ultimately led 17-9 at the end of one. They would outscore the Blue Jays by 4 in the second, 13-9, to take this 30-18 lead at the break. Our stats in the first half, they are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. The member firms, Holton Tax, and Holton will find Tanking Chaos, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob James and Kirby Brockhoff. Again, Hayden 30, Sabetha 18 here at the break. With the Wildcats, they got 11 first half points from Mason Becker. And once again, for the second straight game, he hits three threes in the first quarter. Dom Ridley, another good half for him. He's got eight, and he has hit the only free throw attempts for the Wildcats. He is 3 of 4 at the line as well with a few rebounds. Eight turnovers in the first half, and again, 3 of 4 at the line, all from the hands of Dom Ridley. Blue Jays got 7 apiece in the first half for Nate Minold and Marcus Bauman. They got 3 in the first half as well from Jacob Grimm, and they got 1 point from Christian McAfee. 8 of the Blue Jays' 10 first half turnovers were in the second quarter, and they were a struggle at the line, just 3 of 9 at the charity stripe, and they actually would have the rebound advantage, 16-9 over the Wildcats in the first half. 30-18, Hayden by 12. We'll have more after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Kymes of Sabetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kymes offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KymesTS.com to learn more. Kymes Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
KNZA.
Back here in the second half to try to get to Hutchinson next week. They trail Hayden in the boys 3A substate final at Royal Valley 30-18. Get our halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. Let's take a look at the scores and some other substate championships here tonight around the area. We got a bevy of teams with opportunities to make it out to respective state tournaments at 181 Centralia, 2-point over Bishop Seabury Academy at the half. That's a 22-20 score. Substate and Riverside on Memorial Mountain Academy 31-18. That's for at the break. Nemaha Central and boys 3A at Riley County. They're tied with the number one team in the state, Beloit, at 20-20 at the break. You also have Valley Heights and Wabunsee 2A girls. Substate at the tie game at 23-23. You have boys 4A. Substate. Atchison hosting Parsons. Atchison has a 10-point lead at break. That is 29-18. Our tour updates, as always, my Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Visit HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Final 2 minutes, 7 minutes, second half coming your way. Hayden Sabetha 30-18 in the second half is next.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
KNZA.
3A boys sub-state championship game from Royal Valley High School. 3A number 6, Sabetha, trailing Haven by a score of 30-18 as we are just moments away from the start of the second half. Our game broadcast tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowcell.net. They provide the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Brandon Chapman, we got Leah, we got Paige, we got Chance in studio. Appreciate everyone's help here. Of course, all this week with sub-state action almost every single night across our networks. But now it is championship Saturday. The Blue Jays back-to-back Big 7 League champs in a little bit of a hole here as we start the second half of play. 30-18, the Haven lead. Blue Jays with the basketball. They go left to right, and we are off and running with half number two. Going side to McAfee. Quickly doubled on the left block. He's turning, he's looking, and his pass tipped in the air, and they pick up where they leave off with the struggles with turnovers as the Blue Jays' first possession of the second half is given away. Now the Wildcats will go right to left. They go inside. Ridley working on Ulrich. He'll step, he'll fire, and hit. And Ridley with a quick fadeaway J on the block over Ulrich, and it's 32-18. Lead at 14 for the Wildcats. Here's Ulrich looking left and goes to Bauman on the wing left. Up top, Sunay Menold. Right side to Ulrich into McAfee's hands in the corner. Dribbles in. Now Grimm. He'll dive. Big body using the muscle and fading a little to his left. It's put in by Grimm and a big shot. He's got five. Does so off the window, and it's 32-20. Here is Hanukkah with it. They go inside. Charbot working on Grimm. A lot of contact, and Grimm's big body standing there. He doesn't agree. His hands were straight in the air. And they'll get Grimm with his second foul and the first on either side here in the third quarter. Hayden's lead, 32-20 at 6:47 to go in the third. And now they get up a three, a good look for Becker, and just left it short, and a rebound for Bauman. The one advantage that the Blue Jays had in the first half was rebound numbers. Now Ulrich will try a three, and he got it to go from the right wing. Big shot. Will Ulrich, the 36% downtown shooter on the year, and a big one to get it to within nine at 32-23. It's 6:25 to go in the third. Here's Charbot with it. Right side to Becker on the wing. They go back up top to Kolbach. They get Annika on a curl. Now Ridley up top. Closed out by Ulrich. A little two-man game there. Not there. They go back to Kolbach. Now Becker. He'll drive from the left wing. Floater. Got it to go. Threw a couple of big down low. Becker, a tough finish. He's got 13, and it's 34-23. Hayden, 2 minutes in through this third quarter. Bauman in some trouble. Had to back out of a double team. Gets it off to Nate Menold, left side. Works it back to the top of the key, right side. Bauman, right wing, triple, short. Tipped around like a pinball and into the hand of Kolbach for the Wildcats. He'll push the tempo. He'll stop. Hanukkah up top. Upside to Becker, wanting Charbot down low. They go to him now. Now he's backed out to Becker, a look for three, not this time, a tie off the heel. And Bauman a rebound, and now he has it ripped away, and a jump ball. And that's going to keep the possession here. Is boy, Hanukkah took a shot in the face as Bauman was trying to rip that rebound away. That's a tough break, so the possession arrow gives it back to the Wildcats. Charbot from the elbow, spinning on Grimm, and it's a block shot. Good defense, Jacob Grimm. Hayden's lead, 34-23 at 5:18 to go in the third. Ulrich wanted another one around a screen, bouncing it to Grimm, and a foul on the floor. Nice little two-man game with a little pick-and-roll action. Ulrich and Grimm drawing a foul. They get Ridley with his first and team foul number one on the Wildcats. Here's Ulrich to throw it in. Gets it into McAfee. Missed his shot. And the second time he's missed a bunny and got called for a foul on the rebound attempt. That's a tough one there. Third foul on Christian McAfee. And he has been ultra quiet tonight, just 1 point. A 6'4 senior and leading scorer for the Blue Jays. Now he's got three fouls with 5 minutes to go in the third. And Charvant had Hanukkah fall to the floor, and McAfee came away with a steal. Turnover by the Wildcats. McAfee left side, finding a cutting Ulrich, who lays it in for two. Will Ulrich now with five, and 34-25. It's down to nine. 4:40 to go in the third, and now Trey Brown and Hayden want to give themselves a timeout here. We'll give it a check to see if the poll will follow suit. 4:37 to go, third period. Hayden 34, Sabetha 25 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Kansaland Radio.
3A boys substate title game here from Royal Valley. First of two games tonight. 4:37 to go third quarter. Hayden 34, Sabetha 25 here on KNZA and the Sabetha channel as well. Again, full house, full crew. Brandon, Lee, Paige, Chance all with you. Keeping you locked in and on the air, whether it's KNZA or the Sabetha channel. So, again, the Blue Jays down nine at 34-25, just over 4.5 minutes to go in this third quarter of play. Wildcats led by 8 after 1, and they led by 12 at halftime, and they're currently up 9. Not quite to the halfway point of the third quarter. Blue Jays come out, nearly forced a turnover, but Cooper Grace underneath, right place, right time, and he puts it up and in. Too easy at the rim, and it's 36-25. That is an unfortunate break there for the Blue Jays. Here's Bauman working it back around the arc from left to right. Thought about a three, little hezzy on the dribble. Backs into the right corner. Now Ulrich on the wing. Go over the top, McAfee, good look inside, makes it off the window, much need for McAfee's confidence. That's his first field goal, he's got three, and 36-27 at 3:50 to go in the third. But the Blue Jays now settling in here defensively. Kolbach, Hanukkah, Ridley, wide open for three, left it short, and a rebound to the Blue Jays and Nate Mennel. Got to stop. Can you get another bucket here? 3.5 minutes to go in the third. 9-point game. Hayden in front. They have led a majority of the game. Then old driving baseline, nearly throwing it away, but Ulrich has it. He'll step to the free throw line, kicks it left. Now McAfee wants to work. Right-handed float shot good over Hanukkah. McAfee back-to-back buckets. He's got five, and it's a 7-point game at 36-29. Sabetha fans getting into it a little bit more. Becker in the corner, back to Ridley. Hanukkah in the corner, back to Ridley, up top, Kolbach. Grace back to Kolbach. He tries to answer with a three, well off the target, and a rebound for Nate Mennel. Momentum with the Blue Jays right now. They're within seven. Can they get a big bucket here? McAfee inside, Mennel wide open, and he missed the layup, but he gets a foul on the rebound attempt. An absolute wide-open bunny could not be put in by Nate Mennel, but he draws a foul, and he's going to shoot two.
Mennel drawing the foul there might actually help Sabetha better in the long run, especially in the next quarter with players starting to rack up fouls, just as Hanukkah already has three. So hopefully they can continue to draw fouls more. And well, unfortunately, he missed his first free throw, but hopefully he can connect in the second and kind of lead into Sabetha getting some of the missing.
Well, the Blue Jays have not helped themselves at the line tonight. They're now 3 of 10 at the line. And that is not an ideal number. You got to put these down. Mennel will try to go 1 for 2. He's had a good game tonight. 7 points and 5 rebounds. And he does go 1 for 2. And he's got 8 with those 5 rebounds. And it's the Blue Jays, the closest they have been since about early portions of the second quarter at 36-30. They've been down by as many as 15 in this game. And at one point it was 30-15 Hayden, so it's a 15-6 run since that number in the second quarter. And the Blue Jays get another big stop. Here's Ridley, right side, guarded by LT Thomas, who just checked back in. Also, Kyler Winger is back into the game as well. Here's Becker, little two-man game. Grace inside, and he lays it in over McAfee. Good finish for Cooper Grace. He's got four all in this quarter, and it's 38-30 Hayden. Big response there to get it back to eight. And a whistle and a foul underneath. And if that's Charvant, that'll be his second. It is, and it will be his second. Third team foul, so still a foul to give for the Wildcats at 2:08 to go in the quarter. Leading the Blue Jays 38-30. Find it with Bauman in the corner, driving, difficult pull up, hits the rim twice. Thomas, a rebound, his put back, no. And Ridley gathering that miss there. And up the floor quickly, beating everybody as Dyster for an easy two. And just like that, it's back to 10 at 40-30, 1:50 to go in the frame. Big 4-0 spurt there by the Wildcats as the Blue Jays had just gotten back to within six. McAfee, drive, kick to middle, thought about a three, curls at the lane instead, dumps it down, beautiful. Give up a good shot for a great shot, and the bucket there for Kyler Winger. And it's eight now again at 40-32 at 90 seconds to go in this third quarter. And the Wildcats win this final 90 seconds. Here's Ridley driving in, kicks it back, Grace, a three, it's strong, and a rebound for the Blue Jays. Sixth rebound of the game for Marcus Bauman. 70 seconds to go in the quarter. Winger to the free throw line, bouncing it to middle. Thought about a long two, turns it down, gets it back to Thomas. Now McAfee at the elbow, facing the bucket, back to it, middle to the right corner. Thought about it again, but turns it down. Here's Bauman with a minute to go. Right side on the wing, guarded by the freshman at Becker. He wants to back him down. Gets to the elbow, fade away, Jay, got it to go. Bauman, a little one-man game there. He's got nine, 40-34, last four by the Blue Jays, and it's back to six at 40-34. Sabetha fans trying to get their defense going here at 35 seconds to go. This will be a big stop for the Blue Jays here. See if the Wildcats play out the final 30 and the final shot of the quarter. Ridley has it high right on the wing. It goes up top here to Charvant, right back to Ridley. Down to 17 seconds. They certainly, with the momentum the Blue Jays have, they want to play for the final shot, not give the Blue Jays another opportunity. Here's Grace in the right corner. 8 seconds to go. Up top, Dyster thought about it. 5 seconds. He'll get all the way to the rack and put it in with the right hand. As perfect as you could execute to end things off here in the third quarter. And Hayden will take an 8-point lead into the final 8 minutes. 42-34, trip to Hutch in the state tournament is on the line. Hang with us. We're back after a timeout here on KNCA.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 to learn how today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
8 and trying to get the win as the sixth seed in this sub-state tournament against the top seed Sabetha. The Wildcats leading 42-34 as we start the fourth and final quarter here in game one of our championship doubleheader here tonight. Here's McAfee on a drive off the window. Too easy for Christian McAfee. He had just 1 point in the first half. He's got 3 buckets here and 7 points in the second half. Becker, baseline drive, floater, short, fighting for the rebound. McAfee has it. And then I think a whistle and a foul against the Wildcats. They get Becker, maybe a frustration foul there, his second. And the first foul of the fourth quarter as Hanukkah is going to come back in, replacing Cooper Grace. This is as close as the Blue Jays have been since the second quarter. They're within six at 42-36. Wildcats showing some press, but Ulrich into the front court here, steps to the free throw line, picks it up back to McAfee. He's at the top of the key, now puts it on the dribble, backing down Hanukkah. Right side pass, Ulrich three in the corner, it's off the heel strong. McAfee tips it out, and it goes out of bounds back to the Wildcats. Ulrich had a great look, just could not finish from the right corner, and it stays 42-36 at 7:13 to go. All five starters for the Blue Jays have scored at least 5 points in the game tonight. 7 minutes to go in this sub-state title game. Ridley a deep one. He can't get a three to go. It's tipped out to the front court. Ulrich has it. Ulrich picks up the dribble prematurely, trying to find someone. Gets it off to Bauman. And then a quick timeout for Josh Wurtenberger as his team struggled there to get it across midcourt. We'll see if it's a 30 or a full. It is a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Brandon Chance, Leah Page, everyone here helping out with KNZA and the Sabetha Channel. The Blue Jays are fighting and clawing as close as they've been since the first half. They're down 42-36. They have trailed by as many as 15 in this game, but still a ton of time, 6:50 to go in this fourth quarter. Of course, the girls' sub-state final will be coming up following the end of this one, about 20 or so minutes after the conclusion of this one. That'll be Hayden as well. Lady Wildcats, number two ranking in the state, taking on the Tigers of Jefferson West, who beat Hiawatha last night in their semifinal. Out of the timeout, Blue Jays with the basketball, trailing 42-36, 6:50 to go in the game. Here's Ulrich into the front court, bouncing it to McAfee on the elbow, facing, thought about firing along two, instead Bauman at the line, steps in front, little fadeaway, Jay got it again, a smooth jump shot that falls for Marcus Bauman. He's got 11, and the Blue Jays just like that within four, 42-38. Here's Kolbach, right back to Ridley. Fans are lively now here on this side for the Blue Jays as they're within four. Everything on the line, a trip to Hutch, and the season trying to continue for both these teams next week. Resetting up top is Ridley. Lengthy possession here for the Wildcats. Two down and six to go in the final frame. There's a skip to Kolbach, right back up top with Ridley. Left side to Becker on the wing. Now Charbonne at the free throw line, back to Kolbach. Playing a little keep away here from the Blue Jays. Taking some good time off the clock here. It's down to 148, or correction, 548, beg your pardon. Still plenty of time. Here is Hanukkah, left side. Becker, Hill drive, floater, no. Tips in the air. Charbonne gets it, and the Wildcats get a second possession. Charbonne gets it back. Strong layup, no good through contact, and a rebound for Nate Menold. Sabetha down by four with the ball at 5:25 to go in the game. Here's Dave Menold on the wing right. Hayden in man-to-man defense. Ulrich at the free throw line. Bouncing off Ridley. Kicks it left. Short corner. That is with Grimm. One dribble right. Gets it off to Menold. Right back to Grimm. Gets in the paint. Kicks to Bauman. Short corner right. Bauman working on the wing. Guarded by the freshman and Becker. Ulrich left side to Menold. 5 minutes to go in the game. Menold drives, leaving his feet. Now Grimm gets a chance. He'll dive in the post. He'll throw it up off the window. That's good. What a finish for Jacob Grimm. And a timeout, or no timeout was called there. We're still alive here. Fans are on their feet. It's a two-point game at 42-40, and there's the timeout that I thought I saw. As the Blue Jays have fought back, it's a two-point game at 4:40 to go. And the Wildcats lead trimmed to 42-40. A timeout again on the floor. I can't see. There's too many people standing. So I don't even know if it's a full or a 30, so we'll keep it right here anyways. You're going to say full. We'll keep it here anyways. Wow, what a run by the Blue Jays again. Down by as many as 15 in the first half. They have come back to get it to within two at 42-40. Still a ton of time. Still 4:44.
Sabetha is doing a really good job of capitalizing off Hayden's mistakes. Hayden is starting to feel the momentum change to this side of the court with Sabetha. The fans are getting into it. You can tell that they want to win. They want to beat this school. They know that they can. They have had this talent for many years, and this year they really have a really good shot at making it far in the state tournament. And you can tell that the fans, the parents, the cheerleaders, everyone really wants the Sabetha Blue Jays to advance. And they can feel it, too. Those players, they're starting to make tough shots. They're trying to go after the basketball. They're not keeping up threes when it's not necessary. They're doing a good job of collapsing and working hard to get it close to the rim.
The Betha fans are certainly feeling a little extra juice now. It's a 42-40 game at 4:44 to go. The Wildcats out of this timeout. Now both fans, both sides are getting up. They know what's at stake here. Now that Sabetha fans going to make me stand, but that's okay. Support the fans, support the players, support them all. Big give and go, that's going to be an easy two. What a play call for Hanukkah and company out of the timeout at 44-40. A monster bucket there to stop the momentum. Here's McAfee driving in, down four now are the Blue Jays at 4:20 to go in the game. Ulrich Floater, good! And the foul from the free throw line. Will Ulrich gets it back to two and a chance to get it to within one. 44-42, foul against the Wildcats, and it's Hanukkah's fourth. 7 points all in the second half for Ulrich. His second is up. He missed the free throw. And a rebound for Charvat, and it's still a two-point game at 44-42. Hayden Byatt with the basketball. Trip to state on the line next week. Couldn't have asked for a better stretch run here for both teams, but they leave Becker open in the corner. He can't make an open three. The last person you want open from downtown, and he can't make the Blue Jays pay. A three would give the Blue Jays the lead and blow this place up. McAfee inside, gets Ulrich on a cut. His corner good! 44-10 Loctite, 3:40 to go in the game. How about the second half for Will Ulrich, and he nearly comes away with a steal, but a foul is called. It's only Sabetha's first foul of the quarter, so it's okay there. Third on Ulrich, but he's got 9 in the second half, and he's made some big shots for the Blue Jays. We are deadlocked at 44. Becker an open three. Not again. He's got cold. And Bauman the rebound. Sabetha looking for their first lead since the first couple minutes of the game. 3:20 to go. It's a 44-44 tie. Here's Menold diving in. McAfee, we get a whistle and a timeout for Wurtenberger and company. It is a full. We'll follow soon. Don't go anywhere. 3:16 left. Trip to state on the line. We're deadlocked at 44. Back in a moment here on KMZA.
Moral Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Kansaland Radio.
Once down by as many as 15 in the first half, the Blue Jays up to Betha have stormed back, and we got 3:16 to go in what's now a deadlock tie at 44 apiece. With the Blue Jays and the Wildcats here on KNZA and also on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Again, Chance in studio, Leah Page working the channel for us, Brandon with you. This is a packed house, full crew, and couldn't ask for a better three-plus minutes with these two teams deadlocked and a trip to the state tournament on the line. Blue Jays nearly turn it over on the inbound, but LT Thomas will chase it down and bring it back into the front court. Here is McAfee up top. Every possession magnifies down moving forward. McAfee drives, kicks it up top. It's Menold. He'll pull. Little fadeaway J. Hits the front rim. No. Rebound for the Wildcats. 44-44. 2:50 and counting left in the game. Hayden with the ball trying to retake the lead. Becker bouncing it. Hanukkah. Kolbach in the corner. Wants a screen from Hanukkah. Lost it. Stayed on his feet. Maybe got away with a walk, but gets it off to Ridley. 2.5 minutes to go. 44-44 tie. Expected greatness between these two. We've got it here down the stretch. Chabot, Ridley at the point. 2:20 to go. Hayden certainly keeping their cool, taking their time here. Tip pass, a near interception. A lot of contact. What's the call? Didn't see the call. Everybody stood up all at once. Oh, and they get Bauman going for the steal. Blue Jay fans don't like it. Just the second foul of the quarter, so still multiple fouls to give. It'll give it and keep it here, I should say, with the Wildcats at 2:12 to go. Clock back moving. We're deadlocked at 44 in this state championship game. Here's Hanukkah bouncing it inside. Charbot lost it, the steal, taken away by Grimm. Chance of the Blue Jays now with another possession, deadlocked at 44. They can take the lead. And there's a foul inside. If that's Hanukkah, that's five. Reaching around on McAfee, and Hanukkah's fouled out of the game. He had 12 against Perry LeCompton and just two tonight that he has to watch the final minute 55 on the bench with his team season on the line. Both teams with foul to give still. Here in the fourth quarter, minute 55 to go. Here is Grimm, left side on the wing. We're deadlocked at 44. Here is McAfee, back to Grimm up top. Men all bodies hit the floor. Bauman went down, but he gets back up. Ulrich now on the left wing. Back up top to Bauman with a minute 40 to go. Bauman working around a screen, caught in a double, gets it off to Ulrich. And Wurtenberger, head coach, Josh Wurtenberger, he's seen enough here. He's going to call a timeout with a minute 33 to go. Another full, so we'll take a quick 30 as well. 93 seconds remaining with the trip to state on the line. We're deadlocked at 44. Don't go anywhere here on KNZA.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Let's break it down for you. Sabetha and Hayden deadlocked at 44 with 1:33 to go in this game. Sub-state championship put the state on the line. Gym absolutely packed. Hayden on one side, Sabetha on the other. Blue Jays out of the timeout with the ball. We've got 2-plus minutes with both these teams not scoring. We've been deadlocked at 44 since about 3:30. And we're down to 1:30. Here's Middle. Back to Ulrich. Just in front of the midcourt stripe. Left side of the floor. Dribbles back to the center circle. Goes to left side now. This is McAfee in the corner. He'll put it on the dribble. Gets in the paint to the right block. Middle. A three. Got it! Nate Middle. The right corner three. And the Blue Jays lead 47-44. What a timeout for the Wildcats. Just 28% on the year. Ice in his veins. Nate Middle with 11 points tonight. And the Blue Jays have their first lead since the first few minutes of the ball game. 107 to go. Blue Jays 47, Hayden 44. And now a monster possession for the Wildcats coming up after this timeout. My goodness.
This is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, join me here. We're going to hang right here with you. But boy, oh boy, what a big-time shot by the 6'2 senior, Nate Menold. He's had a really good night.
And especially special for him because, you know, he's a senior. So, like,
being able to say that he's made those shots in the big time level and that he's doing this hard work, normally it's really good to hear himself pat on the back. You know, he really wants to carry the Blue Jays team to state, but the game is not over yet. There's still a minute and 7 seconds left, and Hayden definitely has the power to shoot from the perimeter. You cannot forget that they were nailing them in that first half, and they definitely have the skills and they have the strength to do it, even with some tension. So they're going to have to really be careful not to give a few shots and make sure they play a keen ball game here with a minute and 7 seconds left.
Well, huge possession for the Wildcats here out of the timeout, now trailing the Blue Jays 47-44. Crowds are on their feet. Man-to-man defense by the Blue Jays. Here's Becker, hands it off to Kolbach with a minute to go. Here's Ridley. Takes it right to Kolbach on the wing, dives into the lane, a whistle and a foul. And it's just the third foul, so still a foul to give for both teams here. And they got the foul on McAfee at the big one. That's his fourth. 55 seconds to go. Hayden needing to throw it in. They get it into Kolbach here on the right wing. 50 seconds to go. Blue Jays by three. Here's Kolbach on the right wing. Looking for Grace. Instead, Becker in the corner. Quickly closed out. Good defense. Grace on the wing. They leave Ridley open. He'll fire. Hits a three. Tom Ridley from downtown. His second triple. They left him open. And it's 47-47 with 30 seconds to go. Both fan bases on their feet. Trip to Hutch on the line. Sensational atmosphere in ball game, and there's a timeout for the Blue Jays. Collapse on defense, and Ridley cans a triple to tie the game with now 22 seconds to go, and a timeout, and the Blue Jays could win it at the buzzer. And what an incredible finish it could be. But my, oh my, big threes by Nate Minold and also Dom Ridley, 47-47 with 22 seconds remaining in the game. Again, despite the timeout, I did not see whether it was a full or a 30, but we're going to keep it right here anyways, as we're going to bring you the final 22 seconds of this one. Blue Jays in the first half did not look like the Blue Jays we have seen all season. Got down by as many as 15, and it fought all the way back. Their first lead since the early portions of the first quarter was after Menold hit that three with just over a minute to go, which made it 47-44. Wildcats called a timeout, ran some clock off, and elapsed on defense for the Blue Jays. Left Dom Ridley open for a deep left wing three that he carried to tie the game at 47, but now we have a chance for the Blue Jays here to win it, potentially at the horn. Here we go, folks. 47-47. 22 seconds remain in the game. Here's Grimm in the right corner. They leave him open. Now McAfee on the right wing. Gets it left side to middle. 15 seconds to go. Now Ulrich at the point. The trip to state can be decided in the final 8 seconds here. Ulrich, right wing, 5 seconds. They want Bauman at the top of the key. Dribbles into a long two. In and out, no. Grimm the rebound, but a whistle and a foul. And the foul on Grimm on the rebound attempt with .3 to go. And fortunate that the Blue Jays still had a foul to give. And a timeout's going to be called. I'm not sure if they'll put more time up. Oh, man. Bauman straight away from 19 to win it. It was halfway down and out. It is a 30-second timeout. And we are inching closer to overtime as .3 is on the clock. It is as quick of a catch and shoot as you're going to be able to do for the Wildcats here. But they are going to draw something up as Bauman again. That was halfway down and out. And then Grimm trying to go for the rebound, went over the back, his third. But again, fortunate that Sabetha had a foul to give. That would have been disastrous, potentially putting Hayden at the line to ultimately win it. But Hayden out of the timeout. They got to throw it the full length of the floor with just .3 seconds to go. Let's just see if they can even get a shot up and towards the rack. Or we're going to overtime. They got to throw it in the full length of the floor. Charbot's moving. He'll launch it down, and he throws it away. And that means the Blue Jays are going to be able to throw it in underneath their own basket. Charvat just launched it out of the building. Subs are in for the Wildcats. And now the Blue Jays underneath their own bucket with .3, but now the officials are discussing something.
I think it's talking about the position of the throw in, maybe.
I think, to my knowledge, I think the Blue Jays should have it underneath their own bucket. I don't think you got to throw it in. So, yeah, it's going to be underneath and a chance for a catch and shoot for a win to go to safe. .3, 47-47. Bauman to throw it in. Dumps it back, middle, throws it up at the buzzer, no good. It was kind of an awkward look, but we're going to overtime. This game, not going to lie, probably deserves four more minutes. Trip to Hutch on the line, we're deadlocked. 47 apiece, we're heading to overtime. Hayden and Sabetha, timeout, we're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for over-the-road or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance. In Centralia.
PNC Bank is here to help you build your business. We are thankful to be part of the local community. And USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Oh, that's tough.
Kansaland Radio.
Thanks for hanging with us, folks. This game deserves an extra 4 minutes. We're heading to overtime. So Beth and Hayden at Class 3A Boys Sub-State Championship game here at Royal Valley. Packed house, full crew. Both teams with chances late to separate. They cannot. Blue Jays outscored Hayden by 8 in the fourth quarter to force overtime. And we got 4 extra minutes with a trip to state on the line. And the Blue Jays will control the opening tip. Here's Ulrich into the front court. Now McAfee right side. Now Grimm at the elbow left. Chest pass to Ulrich. Baseline drive to the left. Left-handed floater. Spins in there for Ulrich. Ulrich the first point to the overtime. And the Blue Jays lead 49-47. 3:35 to go. Here's Becker quickly doubled. And he throws it away right to the hands of Ulrich. Ulrich driving in and he draws a foul. Ulrich's been sensational here in the second half. And the foul is on Kolbach, his second, just the fourth. So both teams now with 4 fouls, so the rest of the overtime will be in the bonus. McAfee, they dump it down. He had it knocked away, but a foul called. Hayden can't believe it. Kolbach thought he had a clean steal, and instead McAfee's going to shoot two. Well, the Blue Jays have struggled tonight at the line. They are just 4-for-12 at the line. McAfee's 1-of-4, but he got that one. Big free throws for Christian McAfee, who came alive in the third quarter after just a 1-point first half. His second's on the way. He got it. 8 points. And the lead is 4, the largest for the Blue Jays here in overtime. 51-47 at 3:20 to go. Here's Ridley right side. Becker a look in the corner. Ice in his egg. Becker hits a monster 3. He's got 4 triples and 16 points. And Hayden's back to within 1 at 51-50. 3 minutes to go in the first overtime. Here's Bauman right side on the wing, holding it high, puts it on the dribble, gets to the elbow, spins, that's his shot, and he delivers! Marcus Bauman, another sweet fadeaway J from the right elbow, and it's 53-50 Blue Jays at 2:45 to go. Bauman now with 13 in the game. And that is Tom Ridley again. He drills a three. He's hit a couple big ones, and just like that, 53-53, that came out of nowhere. 2:25 to go. Bauman to the elbow, picks it up near Steele. Ulrich steps in, but a foul. Ulrich's going to shoot two. They get Ridley with his second.
Ulrich and Bauman have done a great job of trying to get floaters at shooting Jays. They've been doing a great job of hitting those long twos where Bren and Maxie kind of hit closer to the rim. They've done a great job of pulling it out, kind of not fully shooting threes, but done a great job of shooting from everywhere on the court and making it very hard for this Hayden Wildcats to decide where they want to guard the ball.
Well, the Wildcats have hit some huge shots here early in the overtime. Ulrich's first free throw is good. He is one of two at the line. He's got 12 points tonight, all in the second half. Seconds up. It's off the heel strong. Rebound for Hayden. So one for two. Fans get back to their feet. Sabetha 54, Hayden 53. Just over 2 minutes to go in OT number one. Sub-state title here from Royal Valley High School with the Hayden girls taking on Jeff West. Up next in the second of our two games. Here's Ridley, picks it up, top of the key. Here's Charvant, left side. Kolbach, he'll drive, looking inside, knocked away, fade away by Kolbach. He missed it, tips around, still fighting for it. Foggy's hit the floor. And not sure if they got Hayden a timeout. I think they did, which is huge. It'll keep the possession with 1:47 to go, and the Blue Jays leading by one. It's a 30. So we'll keep it right here. Timeout again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Make flavors of homegrown popcorn the perfect timeout snack. Blue Jays 54, Wildcats 53. Expected a good one tonight, and it has lived up to the hype. Leading scores for the Wildcats, Dom Ridley 16, also Becker with 16. Two and double figures for the Blue Jays. Bauman with 13 and Ulrich with 12. Ulrich, again, did not score in the first half. 12 big points since halftime, including three here in the overtime. And the Blue Jays lead by one at 1:45 to go. And the Wildcats out of the timeout with the ball. Bucket would give them the lead back. Here's Dyster. They leave Kolbach. He's open for three. Can't make it. And a rebound for McAfee. Boy, he was wide open. You couldn't be any more wide open. Now the Blue Jays with the ball and the one-point lead. And now a foul. And Nate Middle will shoot free throws. Big free throws coming up here for Nate Middle. Forgot about him. He's got 11 as well. Three in double figures for the Blue Jays. Here is Dave Mendel. Big free throws. First is good. 57% on the year. He's got 12 in the lead at 2 at 55-53 with 1:24 to go. As a team this year, 68% at the line. 2-for-2 trip for Dave Mendel. Huge free throws. He's got 13, 56, 53. Hayden's going to need another big shot here. Here's Ridley into the front court. Man-to-man defense by the Blue Jays down to 112. Gets a high ball screen, not much with it. Gets it off to Kolbach here on the right wing. Dribbles back to the top of the key, now Charvant. Here's Dykstra, a touch on the left wing. Back to the point. Up top it goes. This is Kuda. Kolbach into the paint, stops at the free throw line, kicks it right. Kuda, a three. It's a near air ball, and Grimm gets the rebound. The Blue Jays, 50 seconds to go in a three-point lead. They get it into the front court. Here's Ulrich, down to 44. Trying to bounce one inside. It was nearly taken away. McAfee picks it up and in. Christian McAfee gives Sabetha a five-point lead. 33 seconds to go in overtime, and a blocking foul called against Grimm. And they're going to call it an and-one. This is NBA continuation, my goodness. was way, that should have been on the floor. Not a great call. And the basket for Charvotte. He's been quiet tonight. He's got four. Wow. Makes it 58-55 with 31 seconds to go. A huge potential three-point play for Charvotte. His free throw is up and good. Five in the game for Charvotte. It's 58-56. Sabetha cannot afford a turnover here, and there it is. They throw it away. Ulrich trying to launch it up the floor to middle and sailed it into the bleachers. 24 seconds to go. Hayden gets it back. Down two. Oh, man. Here we go, folks. Not sure if Hayden's going to burn a TO. They got one left here. Here is Ridley into the front court. 15 seconds in overtime. Blue Jays holding on to a two-point lead. Dicer, it's down to 10. Ridley with 9. Charvotte to Becker, and there's the timeout. 7 seconds to go. Blue Jays 7 seconds away from making a trip out to Hutchinson in the state tournament next week. Hayden will have 7 seconds and the ball in the front court.
Beth is really going to have to play careful when Hayden to get back out on defense. They do not want to foul. They don't want to give Hayden to get a chance to tie the game. But honestly, they also don't want them to have a 2-3. So it's kind of like a difficult decision to choose whether you want to let them hit the free throws or you want to prevent them hitting the three. I mean, it's just Coach Wartenberger definitely has some decisions to make here. And, you know, for Hayden, they got to decide what they want to do too. They want to get in the hands of the best shooter. They're going to want to get clean shots, and they're definitely going to want to try to figure out how to get there with some time left in the ball. They don't want to draw it up too far where, in case there is a miss and you can't get the rebound, so you don't want to shoot it where, you know, just 1 second left and there's just a good rebound. So on both sides of this timeout, there's definitely a lot of choices to be made, and I'm very, very interested to see what both coaches decided to do after this timeout.
Well, we've seen it tonight multiple times. The Blue Jays lacked a little defensively, and they have left three-point shooters wide open. Three would potentially win it for Hayden, so let's see. 7 seconds remain in the game. 58-56 Blue Jays. They need one more stop. Becker to throw it in, far sideline. Dumps it into Charvotte. Turn, facing. He's going to drive. He'll take it all the way. Layup good! 2 seconds to go. Bauman doesn't get the shot off in time, and we are heading to double overtime. Carter Charvotte driving into the paint, laying it in off the window with 2 seconds to go. And we're headed to another 4 minutes. What a game. 58-58, double OT on the way. We're back in a tight 60 here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Use your precision farming technology to improve your crop insurance coverage. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha has teamed up with Farmers Mutual Hale to give you the best automated crop reporting experience with whatever precision technology you use. They've done it for years. Start saving time, improving accuracy, and raising your production history today. Need support when the equipment doesn't work? They can get you access to that as well. Call Kansas Insurance in Sabetha today to learn more. 785-284-7611.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Both teams scoring 11 points in the overtime period number one. We need another 4 minutes. It's OT number two, 58-58, Sabetha and Hayden. Boys, sub-state championship here at Royal Valley. This one has been just absolutely ridiculous. Kolbach a three, yes. Right wing, he drilled it, and he was open. Kolbach now with 7, his first triple tonight. And Hayden takes the early double OT lead at 61-58. Here's Bauman, first possession for the Blue Jays. Trying to find his spot, can't get there. Now Minold He'll hesitate, fire, short on a three, rebound for Hayden, and it's launched up the floor to Dyster. And they will slow things up here now with a three-point lead at 3 minutes to go. Double overtime between the Wildcats and the Blue Jays. We still got another sub-state championship game to come. Here is Kolbach again, hit the big three to kick off double OT to get Hayden the 61-58 advantage. Here's Dyster driving in. Charvat, layup good. And Charvat, 63-58. Hayden, the first five of the overtime. And a whistle and a foul. Free throws coming up here for Marcus Bauman. They get Becker with his third. So big free throws here for Marcus Bauman. And he missed it. He is now 3-for-5 at the line tonight. And 2-for-3 here in overtime. 2:38 remains. Double overtime. 63-58 Hayden. Second free throw good. 14 in the game for Marcus Bauman. And it's a four-point Hayden lead at 2.5 minutes to go. Double overtime. Here's Dyster, left side on the wing. Going between the legs. He's guarded by McAfee. Curling around. Kicks it back out. Might have got away with a walk. No call. Here's Kolbach driving in from the baseline left. Had it knocked away. Gets it back to Dyster. And resettles near the top of the key. 2:10 and counting in the double overtime period. A four-point Hayden lead with the ball. Dyster to Ridley. A big three. Short. Boy, that would have been huge. And a rebound for McAfee. Here's Bauman quickly into the front court with under 2 minutes to go. He skips it to Menold in the corner. He'll try. Delivers another big one. Nate Menold, a huge three. One-point game with a minute 45 to go. Hayden 63, Sabetha 62. What a night for Nate Menold. Dyster steps into a J. That's good. A huge shot for Jacob Dyster, the junior. He's got 8 points in the game. And it's 65-62, Hayden by three with 80 seconds to go. Bauman for the tie. That's front rim, no. McAfee chasing down the rebound, and he kept the possession alive. Threw it off a defender. Hayden pleading that it was off Ulrich. The officials say that's a huge, huge break there for the Blue Jays. A minute 14 left in double overtime. Hayden's lead, 65-62. Hayden was down three on an occasion and also down four on an occasion in the first overtime, but yet we're able to tie. Grimm back to Menold. Ulrich, a three for the tie. It's short, high in the air. McAfee, a rebound, and another possession alive. Oh, and Ulrich threw it away. He thought McAfee was running to a certain spot, and he threw it away. And a tip pass out of bounds. The Wildcats have it in the front court with a three-point lead. It's now under a minute to go. Here's Dyster, and there's the foul. McAfee is going to foul out of the game, I believe. And that is number five on the senior, Christian McAfee. And McAfee has to watch his team rally with 49 seconds to go, down three. And huge free throws coming up here for Jacob Dyster, a 6'1 junior. He's got 8 points, six of which since halftime. First free throw is good, and it's a four-point game. Nine for Dyster at 66-62, 49 seconds. Remaining in double overtime. Dyster's second, good as well. Dyster with two big free throws. He's got 10. 5-point lead for Hayden with 45 seconds left in double overtime. Sabetha needs a bucket here as Bauman steps back. His three is blocked, but Grimm gets it. He'll throw it up and throw it in. Big shot by Grimm, and it's down to three with 32 seconds left. And the Blue Jays desperately needed that bucket to go, and they got it. So still a breath of fresh air for the Blue Jays, but down to 32 seconds to go in double overtime. 67-64, Hayden. They'll have the ball out of the timeout. Goodness. And our game broadcast tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowcell.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. We got Paige, we got Leah, we got Chance, Brandon as well. We still got another game. It's going to be hard for that second game to match the intensity of this one. As the Blue Jays again, they got down by as many as 15 in the first half. They had a 13-5 fourth quarter to force overtime. Big shots late by Nate Minold and Will Ulrich. And everything looked good in the first overtime for the Blue Jays as they had a three-point lead at one occasion and then a four-point lead on another occasion. But Hayden also with some big shots and forcing this second overtime. And now the Wildcats up three, get it in, and a quick foul. So free throws coming up here for the Wildcats. The Jays are going to have to rely on Hayden to miss some at the charity stripe here. And Bauman picks up his third, and this puts Kolbach at the line. Big free throws here for the 5'11 senior, Cooper Kolbach. And he got the first, rattled it in there. He's got eight. And it's a four-point game. It's 68-64. 31.6 seconds remain. Chance to get it to five. He missed it. Minold with the rebound. 30 seconds left. Blue Jays need a bucket. They're down four. They get it to Bauman. He'll step into a three. It's well off the target. It's out of bounds. And it's off LT Thomas. And the Wildcats get it back. 20 seconds to go. And the lead is four in double overtime. Goodness. A 4-point lead. And a long pass up the floor. Dyster gets ahead of Ulrich, and he lays it in. That could be the dagger. 70-64, Wildcats lead. Bauman a deep three. It's good. Huge shot for Marcus Bauman. 70-67 now with 9 seconds to go. Goodness, what a couple of overtimes we've seen. A shot that absolutely had to fall. But again, if you can't get a quick steal, you got to get a quick foul, and you're going to have to hope that the Wildcats miss some free throws here and give your team another opportunity as the Hayden lead is 70-67 with 9 seconds to go. And not the first overtime, but the second overtime.
You got to wonder what the best strategy is here, though. Do you let them get a shot off and foul them? Or, like, what are you going to do here, Brandon? If I was Coach Wartenberg, I'd be telling them to do everything they can to get a steal. And, well, with all our skills, we're going to have to foul here. Hopefully, going to try to foul someone that isn't, you know, perfect on the free throw line. Is just going to kind of hope that Hayden, you know, kind of slows up a little bit. Hayden does a great job, you know, finding shots into pressure, done great at the free throw line. He's done a great job kind of overall in this overtime. And they've done a good job of kind of continuing this lead, especially in the second one where it's been hard for them to come back.
Well, you got to get a steal on the inbound pass quickly. If not, you got foul ASAP because you don't have a lot of time. There's just 9 seconds to go. They get it in to Dyster. There's the foul. So you lose the second. It goes down from 9.4 to 8.3. And Dyster, who's hit already two big free throws here in overtime, just needs to cap one to make it a four-point game. 70-67 with 8.3 seconds to go. Hayden trying to hold on here in double overtime. Dyster's had a big second half, and he continues with it, and he makes the biggest free throw of the game, and it's back to four, 71-67, Hayden, now with just 8 seconds to go. And Sabetha is out of timeouts. Second free throw, no good. Rebound for Grimm. It's a four-point game. Bauman, not enough time. Will step into a three. It is no good, and that doesn't. And Hayden holds on after blowing a 15-point lead. And it's going to be a double overtime win for the Hayden Wildcats over the top seed and number six ranked Sabetha Blue Jays. An unbelievable game tonight. But the Blue Jay season will come to an end here in the sub-state championship. We got to get the post-game. Hayden wins it. We'll talk about it after a break here on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-599. Land. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Hands of Land Radio.
Well, the sixth seed in this sub-state, the Hayden Wildcats, in an absolute classic. The number six, the Blue Jays, in double overtime here in the boys' sub-state championship game here at Royal Valley. Again, Hayden the final, 71-67. Over the Blue Jays in double overtime. Our post game is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Again, just so much to dissect from this game. We still got the girls' sub-state final coming up between Jeff West and Hayden. Of course, we'll have a little bit of a break between there, but this game, it was all Hayden early. You know, middle of the second quarter, looked up at the scoreboard, Sabetha was down 30-15. They got it to 30-18 at the half, and then they got it to within 8 going into the fourth quarter, and that's where Sabetha turned it on. They turned it up defensively, forced a few turnovers that were key, hit some crucial shots, big shots really in the fourth quarter and beyond by guys like Will Ulrich, Nate Minold. Minold had a monster three that ultimately helped send the game into overtime. It was 47-47 at the end of regulation. And then in the first overtime, the Blue Jays had at one point a 3-point lead, and then at another point they had a 4-point lead. They could not hold. The Wildcats came back. They got huge threes from Tom Ridley and Mason Becker. And a second overtime was forced at 58-58. Hayden scored the first 5 points in the second overtime, and they were able to hold on 71-67. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. As we dive into this one again, the Wildcats moving on to the state tournament in Hutch next week with a record of 8-15. And they got 16 apiece tonight from Dom Ridley and Mason Becker. They also got 13 points in the game from Jacob Dyster. He was key. Big free throws down the stretch. That double overtime, a near double-double for Carter Sharfat. He had 9 points and 8 rebounds. Cooper Kolbach had a big shot in the first overtime. He had 8 points as well. They got 4 from Cooper Grace. They got 3 from James Kuda. They got 2 points as well from Connor Hanukkah. 10 turnovers in the game. Wildcats 8 of 11 at the line. Blue Jay season comes to an end at 19-4. And they had 17 points and 7 rebounds from Nate Mendel, who was huge tonight, but just not enough. They got 16-8 from Marcus Bauman. They got 12 in the game from Will Ulrich. He was huge. He did not score in the first half. Made some big plays. Fourth quarter in the overtimes. Finishing with 12 again, Will Ulrich. 10 points and 5 rebounds from Christian McAfee. He really didn't get going until the second half. A near double-double for Jacob Grimm. He had 9 points and 8 rebounds. Also 2 points for Kyler Winger as well. Blue Jays had 14 turnovers. They struggled at the line. They had some opportunities, especially in the first half. 10 of 20 were the Blue Jays at the line, and they out-rebounded unofficially. The Blue Jays out-rebounding the Wildcats 37-16, a 21 plus advantage in the rebound margin, but only number margin that matters is on the scoreboard, and the Wildcats winning in double overtime in an absolute classic, 71-67. Our player of the game is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Just so many great players to choose from. But again, the Wildcats moving on, but we're going to shout out the key seniors here for the Sabetha Blue Jays with guys like Nate Mendel, 17-7, Marcus Bauman, 16-8, near double-double, Will Ulrich with 12, McAfee with 10, Jacob Grimm, a near double-double, a lot of seniors on this roster. Calvin Evans didn't see the floor, but has played this year. Kellen Winger as well. Tyler Mendel, this is a group that very familiar with one another, and they certainly could have made some noise and done some damage in Hutch next week. But unfortunately, it will end here in a double overtime sub-state semifinal loss to Hayden by a final score of 71-67. So that's going to do it for the first portion of our broadcast here tonight. That'll wrap it up on the Sabetha channel. Thanks for all the viewers on there. Appreciate Leah. Appreciate Paige, as always. Our game coming up next, the Hayden girls taking on Jefferson West in the girls' title game here in about 20 or 25 minutes. That will be available, of course, right here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Again, the boys' sub-state championship final one more time. A double overtime thriller. Sabetha falls to Hayden, 71-67. About 20 minutes or so, we'll come back and get you set. About 15 minutes to be exact for that girls' sub-state final. It's Hayden and Jeff West coming up in about 15 minutes. Keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast. A fire weather watch will be in effect from early Sunday afternoon through Sunday evening. As we go throughout this weekend, we'll see windy and warm weather.